Small Business Saturday started a number of years ago as a way to promote local small businesses, kind of in lieu of the Black Friday big mass buying, kind of going downtowns and getting that emphasis going. So this Saturday, November 28th, we'll be promoting the Small Business Saturday for the West End. Businesses through Ishpeming, Nagani, and even if anybody feels, so venturous to head out to Mishigami, there might be a few deals out that way.
So what is kind of the idea here? You mentioned it's sort of like a counter to the big shopping and everything on Black Friday, but really you've got some great small businesses in the West End, some stores and things to do some gift shopping, and is that kind of what you're putting the focus on?
For sure, yeah. I just kind of put in a list, and I just can't really go through the whole list at the moment, but there is a lot of little stores that are up in the West End here that offer unique, gift items. They'll be doing some sales through the week, and then all the way through the season. But Saturday is kind of the focus of it, and it's an opportunity. It looks like it's going to be nice weather to come out. For example, there's Wilderness Sports downtown Ishpeming, Main Haven Boutique, Jackson's Hardware, Main Street's Antique, lots of antique shops up this way. So those are really cool places to find some unique gifts that you're not going to find anywhere else.
And that's kind of the idea, too, is you're encouraging not only with Small Business Saturday, but shopping in the West End with all of these businesses that are there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Each area has its own little unique identity with it. And, and it's an opportunity. I think we're going to have Joe with the Media Brew van up on Saturday morning. He'll be doing an hour in Ishpeming and then an hour down in Nagani.
Yep, that's what I hear. So that sounds like it'll be a good way to get the word out on it, too.
Yeah, create a little buzz down there. And, for every time somebody spends a dollar locally, the theory is on it is about three-quarters of the dollar gets re-spent locally. So instead of buying online or anything that sends the money out of town, if you can keep that money locally and kind of keep it recirculating, it helps the local economy quite a bit.
We're talking with Bob Hendrickson this morning, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Nagani Area Chamber of Commerce. The holiday shopping season is coming up. I know there's all kinds of other things that you are doing. You're working with the Love on Local campaign and all of that. And really, there's just a lot of things to check out, especially if you're looking to do your holiday shopping a little bit differently. You've got it in the West End.
Right, yeah. Check us out. And then, if you feel not comfortable at this time to go out to the stores, Love on Local is a great way to help support them. It's a debit card system that you can buy. It's a gift card. We encourage people to use those gift cards locally. They can be used at any terminal that has a point-of-sale system that can use a credit card. And they help, that helps too. Each of these businesses, a lot of them have gift cards or gift certificates that you can buy and use as gifts through the season.
Well, of course, with all of this information, you have it at your website, and you guys are getting the word out to the rest of the community. How do they find that online, and how do they get a hold of you if they've got questions?
Yeah, well, go to our website, ginc.org. Give us a call at our office, 486-1111, or we are still open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We have limited staffing. But if anybody has questions, get a hold of us, and we can help direct you to the right area.
I did want to ask you, though, of course, with the Thanksgiving holiday, I'm assuming closed on Thursday, but then up and running again on Friday, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we'll be open on Friday from 9 to 5.